Mines that changed ownership over a 17-year period were nearly twice as likely to have safety violations than mines that didn't change hands. That's according to a new audit from the Department of Labor's Office of the Inspector General. The audit followed earlier reporting by NPR and the Ohio Valley Resource showing millions of dollars in overdue safety violations were not paid to the Mine Safety and Health Administration. The audit suggests MSHA's fines for unsafe conditions didn't effectively encourage mine operators to run more safely. The audit also found that MSHA didn't consider a mine operator's unpaid safety fines when allowing that operator to open new mines. In a response to the audit, MSHA head David Zetesloh said regulations prevented his agency from considering payment of previous fines when assigning new mine permits, but he did commit to exploring ways to measure the effectiveness of the violation penalty program. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.